This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail with you بإذن الله تعالى. Our discussion, Muslim identity through the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 143, Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. And thus we have made you the middle ummah, the balanced ummah. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, so that you will be witnesses over mankind. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا, and the messenger will be a witness over you. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes through the discussion, the matter pertaining to the changing of the qibla. Previously it was to face Masjid Al-Aqsa. Now they were in Medina Al-Munawwara for about 15-16 months. It was towards Al-Aqsa, and now it's being changed back to Mecca Al-Mukarramah, walhamdulillah. That's what our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted, and thus Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الْقِبْلَةَ الَّتِي كُنْتَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يَتَّبِعُ الرَّسُولَ مِمَّا يَنْقَلِبُ عَلَىٰ عَقِبِهِ. That this was a test. The changing of the qibla was a test, so that who would be the ones who followed the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this change of qibla, and who would be from amongst those who do not follow. Brothers and sisters, we continue our discussion pertaining to identity. Number one, we are the balanced ummah. We are between the extremes of those before us. We are Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We are between the extremes of those groups within the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are supposed to be those who are balanced. We are supposed to be those in between. We are supposed to be between ifrat and tafreet. We are not supposed to be those who are hasty, rash, those who are quick to judge. Rather, we are supposed to be those of shura, those of discussion, those of deliberation, those of before I speak, I think, before I act, I ponder. Subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, Allah mentions the issue of the change of the qibla. This was a test for the Muslims. You had some individuals who renegated upon Al-Islam. They left the religion of Al-Islam. What is this? One day we're facing towards Al-Aqsa. The other day we're facing towards Makkah. What is going on? This is mass confusion. Others, for example, said that what about the salah of the people who have passed away? They were facing towards Aqsa for maybe a year, maybe 10 months. Now they've passed away. What happens with regards to this salah? Does it go down the drain? You had others, the munafiqeen, you had the criminals, they were making a mockery of this matter. Look at Muhammad, he does not know what's going on. One day he's here, one day he's there. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brothers and sisters, there were some individuals who this fitna got the better of them. This test, it was a test, got the better of them, and they left Al-Islam. What did Allah say? And لِنَعْلَمَ, so that we would know who follows the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and those who don't follow him, those who turn against their heels and go in the opposite direction. Brothers and sisters, Surah Al-Baqarah begins and Allah mentions that there's the knowledge of the unseen. Once we accept that Muhammad ibn Abdullah salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi is our Nabi, is our Rasul, the final messenger, then there's definitely going to be matters that I'm not going to be able to fully comprehend them. Subhanallah. Understand? Because our human mind, it has its limitations. And so there's going to be a realm that I'm not going to be able to comprehend. But what do? Because I acknowledge this Quran, I acknowledge my aql has brought me to the acknowledgement of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I identify with him. Then whatever comes from him, I accept. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. We hear and we obey. وَمَا يَمْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى. He does not speak of his own desires. Rather, whatever he talks, this is but revelation. Brothers and sisters, in terms of identity, subhanallah, We found the companions. Sometimes the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, sit to someone. The man outside the masjid heard and he sat down. Look at the companions in their understanding of sami'na wa ata'na. We hear and we obey. How many a companion, as soon as they heard something from the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it was accept and obey. Brothers and sisters, our identity comes in from the angle of where are we when it comes to acceptance? Where are we with regards to practice? How many ahadith, in fact, brothers and sisters, you do not need to know any more ahadith about lying. You all know that it's wrong, it's haram, it's a major sin. But how many of us fall into it? How many of us know that we're not supposed to engage in gossip, but we fall into it? How many of us know we should never judge a book by its cover, but we do the exact same thing? Allahu musta'in. Where's the sami'na wa ata'na with regards to that matter? Where is it? Where's the balance in that matter? Did Allah not say in the noble Quran that if a fasiq comes to you with information, verify it? How often we spread those WhatsApp messages, we forward those emails, we pass on that gossip without identifying whether it's correct, whether it's incorrect, without verifying. Where's our identity as the balanced ummah? Where's my identity as somebody who does not want to fall into the fitna? I want to pass the test. Where am I with regards to that matter? Or am I like those who fell into the fitna, left the fold of al-Islam? Alhamdulillah, none of us are leaving. But those when they fell into the fitna of the Qibla matter, some of them left al-Islam. Subhanallah, they fell prey to this fitna. They fell head first into this fitna. Why am I falling victim to the fitna of gossip? Why am I falling victim to the fitna of being judgmental? Why am I falling foul to the matter of judging others, talking about matters which I have absolutely no idea about? These ulama don't talk about this. Do you know? Have you checked up? Have you read everything with regards to that matter? All the politics, this party, they don't talk about. Have you checked up all of their resolutions? Have you followed up all of their media statements? No, subhanAllah. Because I've not heard, because the information's not come to me, then I'd be judgmental with regards to the matter. Allahu musta'an. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Brothers and sisters, we are the middle ummah. We are the balanced ummah. Be it in all of our affairs, your relationship with your mother, subhanAllah, your relationship with your wife. Each one has a place, each one has its parameter. The wife has her parameter, the husband has his, and your father has his, subhanAllah. All of these years, your father brought you up, he was the most important man in your life. Now he's gotten you married to this man, that husband, the one you accepted to be in marriage with, he is now the most important man in your life, subhanAllah. Does that decrease, diminish the status of the father? Absolutely not. But everything has its place. Zulm and oppression is to give preference to that which is not a priority, subhanAllah. To put the sunnah on the level of the fard and put the fard on the level of the sunnah, this is oppression. This is zulm, Allahu musta'an. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us with regards to zulm, to the point that if you are on the banks of the river, do not waste water. To the level that, subhanAllah, when you are washing your arm, washing your limbs in wudu, once is fine, twice is better, three times fantastic, a fourth time not allowed. فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ وَتَعَدَّ وَظَلَمَ. He's done wrong, he's transgressed, and he's fallen into oppression, subhanAllah. A matter of just water. But subhanAllah, we are balanced ummah. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that you should not recite Quran aloud to disturb the person next to you. You're reading it aloud, your intention is not to disturb, but you do disturb him. Subhanallah. With your recitation of the Quran, you are not supposed to harm others. What about other matters? Allahu musta'an. Brothers and sisters, the identity of the Muslim, the balanced way. The identity of the Muslim, that there are many fitnas. But subhanAllah, we do not fall prey to them. We do not fall foul to them. With regards to the Qibla matter, this was a fitna for them. Some of them unfortunately fell into it. But subhanAllah, as Allah mentions, it was a test to see who obeys the Rasul and who falls into the fitna. May Allah save us from the fitna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the followers of the Rasul. May Allah make us from amongst those who say sami'na wa ata'na. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.